We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 1071, Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adeline Mui. It's Thursday, March 7th, 2024. The Eastern and Central Illinois food banks are receiving funds from a nearly $30 million state grant to buy food directly from socially disadvantaged farmers. Under the Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement, Illinois can give these foods to communities in need, including schools, churches, and nonprofit organizations, for free. The funds are provided by the Illinois Department of Agriculture and the Illinois Department of Human Services. After board member Dr. Ravi Hasanadka resigned last week, Urbana School District is preparing to appoint a new board member. His former district includes places such as Urbana High School and Blair Park. In order to apply, applicants cannot be a registered sex offender and need to be a registered U.S. citizen. They cannot hold an incompatible public office or employment and must have been a current resident of the district. It is also asked that the candidates are familiar with district policies and responsibilities. The deadline for submitting a statement of interest and application is March 26th. Both physical and online applications are accepted. Around 1 month ago, several postal workers united in Champaign to retaliate against the U.S. Postal Service's plans to downsize the local postal hub. Now, U.S. Representatives Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski and Mary Miller are siding with these postal workers. The Congresswoman sent a letter to Postmaster Louis DeJoy detailing the concerns with the proposed changes. Postal Service officials are currently making plans for new services. However, there are worries that these changes would negatively impact Champaign's processing and distribution center. Budzinski is advising residents to not only participate in public discussion, but to also submit feedback on these changes. Advocates think that the state should consider upping their annual $350 million contribution to K-12 schools. The evidence-based funding model takes the money and sends it out to schools based on what a district needs to be fully funded. The $350 million standard was set in 2017, but since the pandemic, the value of the dollar has changed and so has the needs of the schools. Springfield Superintendent Jennifer Gill says that a bigger contribution could go a long way in helping the school, but that she still appreciates what the state gives them now. Advance Illinois advocates are for increasing the K-12 funding by $550 million. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Stephanie Orellana, Joy Quezada, Nick Rocho, and Emily Huffman. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Escroba. For WPGU News, I'm Adeline Moy.